Now, as we all know, ideas, notions of human beauty are subjective and they're also subject to time, to fashion, to fad. Back in the 1920s, from looking at wonderful movie star images like Clara Bow, for example, it seemed to be, yes, the short bobbed hair, yes, the big eyes, the eyelashes to accentuate the eyes on the silver screen, but also, quite often, the very small mouth. Then that seemed to change, certainly in the 1980s, with the likes of Julia Roberts, that large, voluptuous mouth on women seemed to be the order of the day. We've had the fashion for larger, fuller lips on men like Mick Jagger. We've also had the notion of very slender female icons of beauty, like Audrey Hepburn. There's a big exhibition of photographic studies of her as a model coming up soon in London. Then there was Marilyn Monroe. Often they coexisted. Audrey Hepburn on the screen, same time as Marilyn Monroe. Very different ideas and icons of female beauty. Over the past, I would say, 10 years, though, I've noticed the trend towards the more voluptuous when it comes to things like bosoms, lips, and also hips. Maybe the famous Kim Kardashian derriere has played a part in that. Things change, though. Fads and fashions change. And maybe now the pendulum is swinging the other way. Away from the more voluptuous. Away from the more plump and puffed up. Towards something possibly more natural. Let's get the thoughts now. I'm delighted to welcome her to the programme of Constance Chen, a surgeon on Park Avenue, New York. Good morning, Constance. Welcome to Talk Radio. Welcome to the UK. And thank you for doing this for us.
Thank you for having me.
Now, am I right in sensing a move, maybe slightly counterintuitively, almost contradiction in terms, you know, people being enhanced to look more natural?
I think that these days people like the athletic look. There's a fitness craze ongoing, and if you look at the mannequins, athleisure is a big thing. And so the I think the look is looking fit and athletic, and as if you're in shape and you have muscles, and less so the voluptuous large derriere and big bosom look.
When did the whole buttock implant thing creep into our kind of catalogue of possible surgical enhancements? When did that become fashionable, would you say? When were you first asked for one?
Well, you know, I think that there's always going to be a micro community of people here and there who want this and that. And I would say that probably in the, the 90s, maybe the 2000s. But it sort of goes up and down. I remember in the 2000s, people who wanted buttock implants with the, even before Kim Kardashian, J-Lo and people like that kind of made that a thing. There's also a cultural sub-community of people who kind of favor the large buttock. But in other communities, it just has never been a thing. So it's not as if we live in a unicultural society.
Sure.
Where everyone wants the same thing.
I'm thinking of that rather kind of witty song about... I think
I'm thinking of the same.
Yeah, and that's part, that starts with, oh my God, she looks like one of those rappers' girlfriends. Like certain people favour a certain kind of look. What do people talk to you about when they come in, Constance? Without breaking any confidentiality, of course. But do people have an idea or an icon? Do they present you with an image, or do they simply talk to you about what you might be able to do for them?
Well, you know, I do a lot of. I specialize in breasts, actually, and so breast and body, and. Most of my patients do want to look quite natural. If they want augmentation, they're fairly flat and they don't want anyone to know that they've had an augmentation. I have many patients who have had breast implants in the past, and I actually have a growing cadre of people who want their implants out and
right.
They want to go back to their natural state. And that's actually possible, and many people look better afterward than they did before.
And again, I suppose it's that sense of confidence. Maybe people have had implants, which you put in for them successfully, and they've grown in confidence, and then they feel the time for that surgical enhancement of their confidence has gone, not just the look of it, but also the feeling it gives them.
Well, it's interesting because when you have large breasts, it actually makes you look a little heavier, more matronly sometimes. And it can make you look more voluptuous as well, but today I think people want to look younger, thinner, like I said, more athletic, fitter, and larger breasts don't really go with that. The Marilyn Monroe, as you mentioned,
yeah.
That sort of 50s bosom, that was back when women didn't really work and their life's goal was to have babies, and it just showed maybe there's some subcultural subconscious thought that, you know, they were good milk producers and whatnot. But these days, women are out there doing their thing, and they don't necessarily want to be identified solely with that aspect of life.
I mean, I suppose there's also that notion of people wanting to fight gravity and fight the forward march of Father Time with things like buttock lifts, which again,
yes.
I don't think with that. I mean, have they become more common, would you say, over the past 10 years or so?
I think lots of tightening, exactly what you said, fighting, you know, turn off the gravity, and buttock lifts involve sort of the incisions are in the flank region and the buttock is lifted and kind of the sagginess is taken away, just like any other part of the body.
Can people have things like six packs implanted, or is that simply impossible? You know, you talk about people wanting to look fitter and toned. I know you can people have liposuction and that kind of thing. Can people actually almost have muscle definition added somehow?
Well, you definitely can. People have calf implants and biceps
wow.
implants and triceps implants. Six packs they tend not to do so much. Six packs, someone would tend to have a tummy tuck and then have liposculpture, where with liposuction you can make it look like they have a six pack.
Now, I know you said that, you know, bosoms, breasts are your main area of concern, but I've seen a lot of celebrities who, and you know, people can choose to do what they like with their bodies, but who've had, it seems to me, something injected, whether collagen or to make their lips look much, much bigger. And I wonder if that's a permanent procedure, or would that be something you need to have topped up constantly?
Well, it depends on what you have injected. Usually people will have something like Restylane or Juvederm or, you know, some sort of hyaluronic acid product, which lasts anywhere from 4 months to sometimes even a year or two. The more you have it, the longer it lasts. However, you can use hyaluronidase, which is an enzyme that dissolves hyaluronic acid. And Kylie Jenner recently had the procedure done where the filler in her lips was, she removed, and she used this enzyme to remove it.
So basically she's gone back to basics, gone back to what nature gave her.
Basically, and I think that as someone who's incredibly successful and has her finger on the pulse when it comes to beauty, she knows where it's at.
When people do come to you, do they ever come with a general inquiry? By which I mean, do they ever come in and say, look, I feel a lack of confidence about my body, almost like, what do you think I should have done, Constance? Or do they always know themselves?
Say most of my patients come with a pretty good idea of what they want to do. They've either seen something or they feel like this is who I really am and my body's hiding who I am. For example, someone who comes in with a large bosom and wants a breast reduction. I've had people come in who have said their entire lives they felt like they were identified by their chest and people staring at them.
Wow.
And their back hurt and all these sorts of things, and they didn't want to seem vain, but finally they're coming in and they just want them reduced. And honestly, some people who have breast reduction, they stand up taller. It's not just a literal weight off of their shoulder,
sure.
But they look more confident. They just look, it's like they now inhabit their body in a way that they didn't before.
Well, I think that's why in this country there's been controversy. As you know, I'm sure we have a National Health Service here, so medical needs are catered for at the point of need. And quite
yes.
often people will get breast augmentation. Normally it seems to be reduction, but it can be enhancement through their GPs. It's paid for by the state for exactly that reason, because of the psychological impact it has on people
yes.
and how it improves their mental health.
It really, really can improve their mental health and just their quality of life. Most people want to look normal, and they just want to look, they just want to feel like they are who they are inside.
Yeah.
They want their inside to be exposed on the outside, and they don't want to be defined by things that they don't think are them.
I do sometimes wonder whether we give too much weight to what appears in magazines, either celebrity magazines or other magazines or on television. And I do think that we try and say sometimes, oh, people are influenced by that. Whereas I do wonder whether actually in the end people know what they want from their bodies and they know where they feel unconfident. Is that your instinct finally?
Well, I think that we're so surrounded by images on television and the movies, in the magazines. And there's been a movement amongst the modeling industry to not have people at the models at these unhealthy waist-like weights.
I
mean, it's hard to resist because the camera does add pounds onto a person's face, but there's been a huge effort to combat that. And I would say if you go up the education and income scale, oftentimes people don't want to look artificial because it's just not a it's just not an attractive look to most people.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? I think some people feel that the face they've got, the body they've got, is what makes them. I mean, it's their memories, yeah. It's their experiences, and, you know, good or bad, nobody can have the body, you know, at 55 that they had at 25.
Absolutely. And I think that a lot of it is just knowing who you are and loving who you are. Sometimes when people want a little nip tuck, it's not so much because they want to be a different person. They just want whatever it is that's distracting them, yeah, to just not distract them, and they don't want to be defined by some, you know, the large breast or the absolutely flat chest. I had a patient come in the other day who said when she was 21, she had a child and she was raised a feminist and felt that a boob job was anti-feminist, but she just had empty breasts after she breastfed. And so 20 years later, she finally got up the nerve to ask for the smallest possible implant. She's a yoga teacher. She is, if you looked at her, she would, you know, she's a granola eating person, but she wants the smallest implants just so it doesn't look wrinkled at, yeah, her breast skin, you know.
And that's absolutely her choice. You've been a fantastic guest. Thank you very much indeed for joining us today. That was Dr. Constance M. Chen, top plastic surgeon based in Park Avenue in New York, talking to me, Paul Ross, on Talk Radio, where the time is almost 1:55. Coming up soon, the news headlines on Talk.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.